Welcome to The Hitch, week two.
All right. It's day nine.
And we're still here.
Yeah. It's our ninth day.
It
is actually only our second night in Evangeline.
Yes, which is kind of funny because that, you know, I mean, we're on a big Airstream trip, but we had to stop and have a work break.
Yep. So we are back on the road after a week, pretty much Sunday to Sunday, in Minneapolis, Minnesota. I had two orders of business that I had to take care of. The first thing was running the SourceCon conference that I created, and the other was quitting my job.
It was a busy week. An emotional
Mission
week.
Mission accomplished. It was a very emotional week.
Yeah.
So, I will round out the month of July working from the trailer, and then I will be jobless.
Figuring out the next step.
Yeah.
It's another way to say that.
That's a better way to say that. We'll round out our trip being able to actually not have to work and take a little time and go exploring much further afield than we can when we travel and are tethered to Ethernet and Ethernet. What am I?
I don't know.
Back in the day to Wi-Fi and the internet and things like that.
That can be a real challenge.
Yeah, which we've done before. We should talk about that at some point.
Yeah, we have done that and we are about to do it again.
Yep. But we're back on the road.
Back on the road.
Where are we?
We are in Sioux Falls, South Dakota.
Not Sioux City, Iowa.
Which I actually made. I booked a lot of our reservations in advance just because summer campgrounds can fill up and it's dragged to get somewhere and be exhausted, obviously, and not have a place to stay. So I booked first at Sioux City, which is not the same place as Sioux Falls. But it's very close.
We have camped at before.
We stayed in a cabin in Sioux City.
And so the whole time we drove to Sioux Falls until right before we got off the road, in my mind, we were going back to that campsite. But in fact, totally different town.
But they're not that far apart. I mean, I can't remember the mileage now, but it's just a little bit south of here. Like, I don't know, because I don't remember. I made the reservation a long time ago. But the funny thing is, I had to call to cancel the reservation, and I was like, yeah, I made it for the wrong place. She's like, yeah. Like,
we get that.
Anyway, so we are in Sioux Falls. We had a late start.
Oh my God, late start. It was like pouring buckets of rain.
Purposefully late leaving Minneapolis because it was crazy raining. And like this whole thing is new to us. And we certainly don't need to throw in like a crazy rain.
Torrential downpour.
And trying to drive, you know, even in the best conditions, we're still a little scared about this whole thing. So,
we waited and waited. Thankfully, we had very nice friends, Jeff and Laurel, who let us crash at their house and entertain our kids and all of that sort of thing.
So it was very pleasant waiting.
Yeah, it was very nice. This was my first time taking the trailer out on the highway.
Yes, on the interstate, we should say.
Oh my goodness. I think you correct me this every time.
You hate when I do that, but a highway is not as descriptive because it can be a tiny little road, it can be a multi-lane road, it varies. Whereas interstates, you know, you have at least two lanes.
All right. Not always.
Not always.
We went down to one lane a few different times today.
That's true, unless it's the height of summer construction. That is true.
There was a pretty fierce crosswind. Actually, I don't know how fierce it was. It felt fierce. This was really the first time we felt the trailer kind of swaying a bit, which was a little terrifying, but we were on the road for about 4 hours, and the first hour I was like, I don't understand how we're going to
go as far as we think we're
going to do this trip. Like, this is terrifying. And the second hour, it was no longer terrifying, but it was definitely like, this is like my arms ache from gripping the wheel.
From the tents. My arms were sore too after driving.
But then the third hour, I was like, this is fine.
Yeah.
And the fourth hour, it was easy. I think the wind had come down, especially in the fourth hour. But you get a feel for it.
Yeah.
You know, like.
I think that's a big part of it is just, you know, getting a feel for it, which is still so, it's still so new to us that I had finally started getting that feel before driving into Minneapolis.
Right.
Then I kind of lost the feel because Minneapolis has a lot of curvy, narrow streets and pretty much it's all under construction right
now. Well, because we didn't know what we were doing.
And
we should not have driven
doing.
The trailer
we
into...
We don't know what we're doing.
Because of the fact that we had to dump the trailer outside of Minneapolis at the Easy Air Park.
That was great.
We grabbed pretty much everything, all of our clothes and stuff like that, out of it last Sunday or Monday, I guess, when we stowed it. And so today was again that feeling of unpacking.
Yeah.
You know, and really realizing like now the trip is starting.
Yeah.
You know,
it feels like we had a preview or like a test run maybe.
Yeah.
And now it's like, okay, we're doing this.
And, like, we really are.
Yeah.
Like, we're in this trailer we'll put it in storage again in late July.
Yeah, we have 1 week where we're going to stay at my sister's house. So, we'll put it in storage for 1 week. But besides that 1 week, we're in it.
Yeah. So, like, we unpacked all the toiletries.
That was very exciting.
We're really in it now.
I mean, we have done, like we mentioned, I think we mentioned that we did like a 7.5 week road trip 2 years ago. And it was just, you know, we camped in our tent.
Yep.
We stayed in cabins. We rented Airbnbs. It was just everything patched
together.
Stayed
with people we knew.
Stayed with friends, you know. Stayed in a hotel for part of it. So, like, we did kind of a little bit of everything. And it was great. It was wonderful. But it was so tiresome to pack in and out of every place.
My God.
And to never have, like, to basically never unpack because you're always moving from one place to another. Like, and, you know, that's one of the things we're looking most forward to is just, like, settling in, like, having home with us.
Yeah.
So we have still kind of not fully experienced that because we did unpack and then have to repack again. So we'll see. But it was fun putting things away again and being like, this is our little home.
Yeah, it's pretty exciting.
It's super exciting.
And yeah.
So tomorrow we are going to the Badlands, which are so amazing.
One of my favorite places on earth.
Yeah, me too. I love them. We've been, I don't know, 3 times, something like that.
At least. I think we've
maybe
been
more
through it
camp,
without
camping
in tents.
There.
Yeah.
And
the Badlands is where we invented the tent toilet.
That is
which
where
we
the
talked
tent
about a
yeah.
couple episodes
yes.
ago.
Yes, it's true. And it's just an amazing place. And so I'm really excited to go. It's the first time we're staying with in Evangeline with only we are going to have electricity, but we're not going to have any other
No
problems.
Water, no sewer.
So we don't really understand anything about tank size or, you know, anything like that. So, you know, the toilet is still a mystery.
Still living in fear of the poo cone.
We still are afraid to poop, but we'll get there someday. But yeah, so that'll be interesting. And we'll just see how it goes. But the Badlands are amazing, and I cannot wait.
But we got to get all the way across South Dakota.
Yeah, but it should be okay. The weather's going to be good tomorrow. It's going to be clear.
Hopefully
not too windy. And got to hit Waldrug, right?
It's true. They have RV parking. I looked at a satellite view.
I looked at a satellite view.
It was
like,
awesome.
I really need to see.
Yeah.
One thing I did not think about when we bought this trailer was how it impacts just every single place you stop. And that's like a no-brainer, but for some reason I didn't think about things like gas stations and, you know, wherever, restaurants, anything, you have to think about how and if you can park there and if you can get there and all of those kinds of things. And I'm not used to that. So you do have to plan ahead. And we didn't completely plan ahead. Like, for example, we didn't buy any wine. That's a problem. So it's okay. It's okay. But it's one of those things where it's like, well, that's not going to happen in the Badlands.
No. No that's wine okay. in the Badlands. That's why they're Badlands.
Yeah. So, but things, yeah. So.
But there we go.
You did it, Dan. You were.
I did it. It was great.
You ruled it. Yeah.
Yeah. I felt really good by the end of it.
Yeah. You were really like, when we first got this, you were like, promise me you'll tow it because I don't want to tow it. And today you towed it.
I totally towed it.
It was amazing. Good job.
Totally towed it.
Totally.
All right. Well, we'll see you.
Okay.
Bye.
The Hitch is recorded in the back of Evangeline, our 27-foot Airstream trailer, by Dan Sinker and Janice Dillard. You can see pictures from the road on Instagram at tincanevangeline, and you can email us at evangeline@thehitchpodcast.com. Please rate and review The Hitch on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen, and tell your friends to subscribe as well. And we'll see you on the road.